Good evening. It's 6 o'clock for WXPR News. I'm Miranda Vanderleest. Advocates against domestic violence are speaking out about the future of programs after learning about President Trump's federal budget proposal. Advocates with the statewide coalition in Madison, End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin, are speaking out against President Trump's budget that's slated to make an 18% cut to the Department of Health and Human Services and a 4% cut to the Department of Justice. Both departments support programs that serve victims of domestic violence, low-income families, and individuals with disabilities. Funding services like shelters, Badger Care, nutritional assistance, disability benefits, and other economic support programs. Public policy coordinator Chase Terrier says cuts like those are problematic because of the oppressing effect it will have on victims.
We really try to approach domestic violence not just in a vacuum, but as sort of a system of control, a cycle of abuse, it's often called, that victims are subjected to. And when we think about that cycle and what it means to be in that sort of abusive situation, there are so many factors that are really critically important to victims being able to live free of harm and to empower themselves to make decisions about their future. So when we talk about things like access to health care, housing, employment, food, legal aid, all of these things are hugely important to the ability of survivors to live free of abuse. You know, if a victim doesn't have independent access to health care, they are much more likely to stay with or return to a violent batterer to get health care because they need health care.
Terrier says if the budget goes through, all programs under it will be squeezed under the budget constraints, leaving thousands of vulnerable people without support services each year. For more information, visit End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin's website. A link is available on our webpage at WXPR.org. WXPR reached out to Shelley Holmes of Tri-County Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. She chose not to comment. Wisconsin home sales fell last month compared to April of 2016. The latest analysis from the Wisconsin Realtors Association found the number of completed sales in April was down nearly 11% compared to the same time last year. Economist David Clark says sales are likely down because the number of houses on the market continues to fall.
And the median prices are up pretty substantially. They're up about 6.9%. And so both of those numbers are consistent with a situation where you have a very tight housing market where inventory is very low, and so you have a lot of buyers kind of chasing after fewer homes that are available, and that's hurting our sales numbers, the lack of inventory, but it's also driving prices up.
According to the WRA report, median home prices rose to $171,000 in April. Clark expects more owners will put houses on the market over the spring and summer, but says there hasn't been any indication of that so far, even though the market remains strong for sellers.
You know, May, June, July, and August are the big 4 months for the year, and so it'll be interesting to see what happens there. We sell about 43% of our homes on an annual basis in that four-month period between May and August.
In the 18 Northern County region, including the Northwoods, prices were up 7% at $137,000, with sales up 5.3% at about $1,700. Wisconsin's corn planting remains behind schedule. The State Ag Statistics Service says 77% of this year's crop is in the ground, 12 days later than last year and 5 days later than the average for the past 5 years. Almost half of the state's corn can now be seen also behind schedule, and 61% of the crop is rated good to excellent. 45% of Wisconsin soybeans have been planted, 6 days behind the norm and 10 days behind last year. Some farmers say they've been cutting hay while waiting for their unplanted fields to dry out from the occasional heavy rains the past 2 months, and the spring field work is only 89% finished, almost 2 weeks later than last year. And Governor Scott Walker now says he's open to charging tolls on Wisconsin interstates to help raise money for new and improved highways. In Beloit Tuesday, Walker said he's considering tolls, but only if the state's gasoline tax of nearly 31 cents a gallon is reduced. Walker made the remarks at a news conference where he again urged his fellow Republicans and the legislature to pass a transportation budget without gas tax or fee hikes. And if not, the governor warned there would be more delays for major projects, including the expansion of Interstate 39. 90 to 6 lanes from Beloit to Madison. Meanwhile, the Legislative Fiscal Bureau says the gas tax fund will end the budget period on June 30th with almost $102 million due to lower debt payments and higher tax revenues. That's much higher than an earlier projection of an $8 million balance. And your forecast for tonight, mostly clear skies, lows around 38. Thursday, mostly sunny with highs near 72. That's your news for this Wednesday evening. Stick around for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. For WXPR News, I'm Miranda Vanderleest.